David to sight.
Spend the David sight.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Science Thursday Live.
Radio Science Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram, a loving Sai Ram, greetings, a very good morning and a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live. I am Raghu in the service of Sai from Team Radio Sai, hosting the segment Service Love in Action. Well, you are tuned to Asia's stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. At the very outset, let us all collectively offer our loving pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Swami. Well, the time right now in our studio is 10 minutes past 11 o'clock and it's a pleasant day here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. Today is 23rd of January and as I said, this is a segment Service Love in Action in which we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity. Well, talking about service, at the very outset, let me begin this segment by narrating a poignant episode from the epic Ramayana, which Swami had narrated in one of his divine discourses. It seems after Lord Rama shot the final arrow at Ravana, and Ravana was about to die, Rama called Lakshmana and told him to go and learn something from Ravana before he dies. As Ravana, for however evil he was indeed a great learned man. So when Lakshmana goes and asks Ravana to teach him something, Ravana says, "If you wish to do anything good, something that will benefit others, do it immediately. Don't postpone." In fact, he was saying this to Lakshmana with a feeling of remorse. Ravana, who knew the art of converting sea water into sweet water, wanted to transform the sea water around Lanka to benefit the citizens of his island kingdom. But for some reason, he put it off for later and never did it. So in service, there is nothing like telling today and delaying. Bhagwan has said on another occasion, it seems one person announced he would give 10,000 rupees. When people came to him, he consulted his wife and brought it down to 10 rupees. So service does not mean anything like postponement. It is immediate action. That is determination, declaration and action, which means harmony in thought, word and deed. So dear listeners, inspired by Swami's teachings on Seva, we have named this segment as Service Love in Action, in which we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity. Last week, if you are there with me and if you are tuned to this segment, Service Love in Action, you may be aware that I had brought to you a conversation that I recorded with Brother Brijesh, who is the Sai Youth Coordinator of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization for the Indian state of West Bengal. And he had told us about the many service activities, the service projects that the Satya Sai Seva organization in West Bengal have started and in which Bhagwan's devotees are involved. So taking this segment further, today I'll be bringing for you a conversation that I recorded just a couple of days back with Mr. Suresh Bhatnagar. Well, Suresh Bhatnagar currently is serving Bhagwan at the Sri Satya Sai Books and Publication Division of Sri Satya Sai Sadhana Trust here at Prashant Nilayam. He has got a long list of educational qualifications and academic credentials. He has worked with US Army and NATO forces. Well, his professional career had taken him to many countries around the world. And wherever he went, he engaged himself in some or the other service activities in whatever capacity he could. In fact, dear listeners, if you are aware, in one of the episodes earlier, in one of the episodes of Service Love in Action segment earlier, I had recorded a conversation with him and I had played it for you, in which he told us about his service activities in the war zone country of Afghanistan. He used to conduct bhajans there and He used to do small service activities in whatever capacity he could. And in one of the earlier segments, he had mentioned this. But today, I'll be playing for you a conversation with him in which he speaks about his involvement in service in Korea. But before that, let me read out his qualifications. He has got many PG degrees. He is MA in Sanskrit from Kurukshetra University, MA Lit in Sanskrit from Punjab University. He has done MSc education from Southern California University abroad, and then Master of Public Service from Western Kentucky University, then MSc in Library Science from Indiana University. Well, talking about his profession, he was Director of Alcohol and Drug Abuse Program with U.S. Department of Interior. He was Educational Counselor with the U.S. Army. He was also the Education Services Officer with NATO forces in Germany, South Korea and Bosnia. And later, he was the Education Director with NATO forces in Afghanistan. He has got many achievements. In fact, overall, he has got 117 medals, including Meritorious Service Medals and a Medal on Global War Terrorism. But what is very important is he is a very long-standing devotee of Bhagwan Baba, and he has written about 13 books on Swami. And all titles are handed over to Sri Satsai Publication Divisions and are sold here at Prashant Nilayam. Well, some of the very significant books that he had written on Swami are Sai Charan Archana, Significance of Sai's Divine Lotus Feet, Gayatri Mantra, the Mother of the Vedas, then Gayatri Archana, Significance of Festivals at Prashant Nilayam, then Significance of Functions at Prashant Nilayam, and like that many more. So, as I said, he had written 13 books. So, today, in this segment, let's listen to another conversation that, as I said, I recorded just a couple of days back. And in this conversation, he talks about how he started the Sai movement in the country of Korea. So, Saram sir, greetings, and once again a warm welcome to Radio Sai Studios.
Thank you very much.
Last time when you had come here, you told us about your experience of following Swami's teachings in the war zone country, Afghanistan. Actually, your profession of being the education director for allied forces had taken you there, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, as you said in the conversation, you were there for 7 long years in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And you used to conduct Sai bhajans every Thursday, in spite of the terror there.
And we wrote 5 books also too.
You wrote so many of Swami's literature.
Mm-hmm.
And you used to help the poor and needy in whatever capacity you could.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was really inspiring to listen to you that time.
Mm-hmm.
And by now you may be aware that this is a segment, Service Love in Action, in which we talk about the various service activities taken up by Swami's devotees all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had also told us that before you went to Afghanistan, you worked in Korea for 18 long years.
I had 3 tours in Korea. And first tour was 1979 to 1984. Then I came back in 1986 to 1999. Then I returned again to 1998 to 2006.
And you are told that at that time nobody in Korea knew anything about Swami, and you were instrumental to start the Sai movement there. So in today's conversation, sir, we want you to tell us how it all started. Like, let's start from the very beginning. You being from the North Indian state of Punjab, why, how and what made you land in Korea?
This is also Swami Leela, really. This is a totally different segment, but I only say because in my dream I had a vision, dream, that plane is landing there, and later on, after a few months, I got visa and appointment and went there. So it is all Swami Leela, and this is all I can say, not in my hand.
So in Korea, you went as education officer?
I was education officer with the United Nations Command. And I went in 1979.
Okay.
And there were two buildings. I was posted in Seoul, Korea. Seoul is the capital of South Korea. Very brilliant city, bubbling with all type of programs there. Nightclub, day club, all type of enjoyment facilities are there. So in two buildings, most of foreigners were accommodated. No Koreans were allowed in there.
That time you knew about Swami?
Not very much, because I did not have any literature, and I heard about him, but I did not read about him. And I never visited Puttaparthi. I did not know where the Puttaparthi is, to be very frank. I heard only Sai Baba, that's all. Where he lives, what he does, I did not know.
So how your journey to Swami began?
See, in 1979, 1983, June, until we were having a lot of parties. You can call in those two buildings where all foreigners were there, including diplomats and military officers and rich business people, because exclusively. And in 1982, my wife and we all family, I have one daughter, one son, and my wife, myself, four of us went to India, in Haryana, and then Punjab, Bathinda, for an annual visit. And somebody, I came back after a couple of weeks, somebody gave a book, Man of Miracle, to my wife, while she was with her father in Hisar, to give it to me for reading. And when she came back, she gave that book to me, and I discarded that book. I did not respect at all, and put underneath the table. And that book was lying for almost 1 year. After 1 year, again we went to Hisar and Bathinda. I came back as usual after 2-3 weeks, and I was by myself, because my wife and children used to stay a little longer because of summer vacation. When I was by myself, I think most probably it was a month of July 1983.
So you had gone back to Korea?
During summer vacation from India, went to Korea. And I had a dream. In that dream, I saw a temple. There's a long line to enter into the temple for darshan. I did not stay in the queue. Disregarding the discipline of that queue, I went straight to the Sancto Sanctum, touch the divine feet, lotus feet of Bhagwan Satya Sai Baba. When I woke up near about 5 o'clock in the morning, I was totally transformed. Something happened to me. And transformed in the sense, there was a burning urge to watch movie of Shirdi Ke Sai Baba, produced by Manoj Kumar. He was the director of that movie and actor also too. So I inquired about that movie, calling different business people, Sindhis from India, who had a big collection of Indian movies. I found out that someone has, and asked, I requested him if I can use it. And they told me, yes, you can come, and they will give it to me, which I picked up. I watched that movie. That really gave me satisfaction. It's so much satisfaction, like a person dying of thirst, and you give some cool water.
Yes.
A person is dying, and you give a cool water, and his thirst is quenched. I felt so much relief. Then I started recording all songs in that movie, and started listening that tape first in the morning, then in the evening too. And when my family came, they also joined me in doing the same thing. Then the urge came, let us do a bhajan. So our first bhajan in Korea, in our apartment, started in August. When we were doing aarti, when I was doing the aarti, in front of so many, near about 10 people were there in the beginning, and the ash fell down on the plate. And it formed the shape of heart. I did not know at that time what does the meaning of this one. So everybody looked at, wow, what does it mean? So I said, Swami, we did first time, and you gave this shape of Vibhuti. Please give us, tell us the significance of this shape. So when I picked up the book, which was I bought from a person, Bobby Mehra, who was a business person, he was also Punjab too. Immediately, I read the paragraph, start the day with love, spend the day with love, end the day in love.
Okay.
So the heart signified love.
Mm.
So I said, wow, the first teaching the Swami gave us, that love all.
Yes.
At the time, I did not know this dictum, love all serve all. But I knew from that books, the Swami basic value is love, love everyone. So then, we did August, then September, then also had a S-shape Vibhuti.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, we did not know the importance of what. It has not happened one time, several times it happened.
What is that, sir? S-shape Vibhuti?
S, you know, the ash
yes.
falling from that incense stick, it formed the S.
Okay, okay. The letter S.
Letter S, hanging. Dangling over the stick.
Okay.
So everybody saw very clearly. At the time we did not know the significance and it happened several times. Because I was on tour in Jeju Island, which is called just like Kashmir in India. Very beautiful place for young couples to go there for a visit. And I was there burning Swami's incense stick to listen to that cassette tape, because now it was ritual. I used to take cassette tape with me, with a tape, little tape recorder, to listen, and burn agarbatti, and listen to that bhajan tape. And again, it formed, not only here, in Chajur Island, my wife who was doing, she also had the same thing. When I called, I told her, she told me, yes, it happened here also too. It happened many times. We found it significance later on, when somebody came from India, and he saw himself, and he burst in joy. Wow! I said, it's not the first time, it happened many times. But we did not know. The Swami was giving his signals or signs of his presence periodically. But we were ignorant at that time. And our aarti, I tell you, is not which is actually done here. Om Jai Jagdishare. We actually copied a bhajan, think is a aarti, because Shirdi Sai Baba, the aarti is being done, Sai Nath Tere Hazaro Nath. I thought this is the aarti, so we copied, wrote it down, make a Xerox copy, gave everybody. So this was our aarti at that time, Sai Nath Tere Hazaro Hath. See, so later on, after a few months, somebody came from Hong Kong, and he told me, this is not the aarti, this is a bhajan. Then he gave us a aarti. Then we started, taught us how to sing that aarti too. See, it was in the month of April, it was my last month before departure for USA from Korea during my first trip. Then we copied this, this is the aarti we have.
So this was in early 80s, 1980s, sir?
This was in 1983. And then after this, as I told you, I was reading book, you know, we had a first bhajan, monthly bhajan, in August. Then we had September, we had October. And the month of November came. And I was reading a book of Professor Kasturi, A Loving God.
Yes, Loving God.
A Loving God. And there was a chapter on Swami's birthday. I cannot tell you the expression or feelings. It was such a intense and so powerful, vibrant, that is going to blow my heart into pieces. And the voice was pounding my heart. Celebrate my birthday. Celebrate my birthday. Celebrate my birthday.
You could hear some voice.
Oh, yes, very, not one, morning and evening. Even crossing the road. In the city of soul, the voice was pounding my heart, celebrate my birthday. So next day, fed up or feeling exhausted, I asked that voice, how I should celebrate and it's going to cost so much money.
So you're confirmed that it was Swami's voice?
Because this type of thing cannot happen, never happened before. And because it was related to Swami's birthday, and I was reading that book, so there was a relationship was very obvious, that it is Swami voice, and which is, who is telling me, celebrate my birthday, celebrate my birthday. Then I asked next day, I don't recall Swami at that time, I just say, Sai.
That time you didn't have Swami's darshan? No.
Absolutely no darshan. And we got the first book also in Korea, and first bhajan cassette tape in Korea, video cassette tape to watch Shirdi Sai Baba in Korea too. And then I asked, you know, how it's going to cost a lot of money. The voice answered, whatever you spend, I will give you double. Double? How is it going to happen? So I reluctantly talked to my wife. I said, we should have a Swami birthday celebration. It is on 23rd. And now it is 18 November.
18th.
18 November. And how we do it? Because something is telling me, do it, do it. So we had a very close friend. He was also from Punjab. He was an accounts manager, Indian Overseas Bank in Seoul. He was living in the same building close by our apartment. So his name was K.K. Seth. So I asked Seth Ji, I never celebrate any kirtan in a public place, and I don't know how to conduct it. And can you help me? He said, oh, wow, we will do it. I said, okay. So I got encouragement from him. Then my wife and I went to hotel. It's, the name of the hotel is Crown Hotel. It is in Yongsan. Yongsan is a prominent place, just like Manhattan in New York. So all foreigners normally go there for shopping, and everybody understand English. Other places, Korean may not understand English. And but everybody stands there. All posh areas are there. Shopping area. So, and in that place was a hotel called Crown Hotel. So, my wife and I went there, and they told me it's a banquet hall you need, so you have to go to first floor. So, we went to first floor and talked to the banquet manager, and I said, we want to book a hall. When? I said, 23 November. He said, There is no, because whole month is booked. I said, please check your register, see by chance. And he opened his register. At the time, computer was not prevalent as we see right now. So when he saw, and he was amazed, in whole month of November, out of 30 days, only one day was blank. And that was 23 November. And he said, wow. He said, okay, we'll give it to you. I said, okay. Please book me up. Then I said, how much is it going to cost? Then he looked deeply at my eyes and said, you belong to the same party. I will give you 50% discount. Oh, without asking, without request. This is an amazing thing. Look how the things are falling. And I said, book me.
What are the same parties?
I did not understand myself. I did not question, because if I utter a single word, he may get suspicious, and I will lose 50% concession. So we came home, my wife and I, we paid him 50% amount, whatever he asked, and the remaining we will do after that program is over. So now everything is confirmed. Now our main concern, I talked to Seth Ji, who was a consummate, my confidant, and I said, what should we do? Then I did not have any picture of Baba, not a small picture of Baba. I had in home small pendant. I take the pendant, and the book given by some person in Hisa to my wife, Man of Miracle, I peeled that page, the title page, because it has a picture of Satya Sai Baba holding letters. So I went by myself to a Korean painter. Somebody suggested me, a Korean, his name is Mr. Park.
Painter.
And he makes portraits. So we went to him. I went to him actually by myself. And I requested him if he can. This is the picture, the book, which I peeled off. from that book. And in the pendant, there was a Shirdi Sai Baba with posing hand, benediction pose. So that pose I want, and picture of I want this one. Can you make it? He said, yes. I said, we need on, so today is 19, and I need on 21 November. Can you do it? Okay, I will do for you. Wow, I was really, wow. Because Korean people take months to make a portrait, and he will do in 2 days. I said, okay. So what is the size? I said, 3 feet by 2. Okay. And I told him that the background of that Swami, you know, full-size picture of Swami, the background will be green, I told him. And the Swami's saffron color will reflect as it is in the picture. Can you do it? He said, yes. So, on 21 November, we went there. It was ready, but I found something missing. My wife was with me. She also felt that something is missing, but we cannot. Then immediately clicked that we should have symbol, Sarvadharma symbol, Islam, Buddhist, Christianity, and our Hindu, Om, like this. And Zoroastrian also too. Yes. So I told painter, please wait, I'm going to bring symbol and can you make it? He said, yes, he will make it. So I went there and gave him a piece of paper which has all symbols there, and I requested him if he can prepare by next day. He said, yes, he will do it. And he did it. He very thick frame he put in that one and gave it to us, and we brought it home with green background. And in the meantime, because we had booked a hall on 29, and now we had to come into action, we also reserved
23rd
for a hall for 23rd. 19 we booked for 23rd, and now the portrait is also ready. So on 20th November, I talked to Mr. Sajkar that we have to send invitation to everybody, Indian community, who are residing in the two buildings, which was more than 200. And plus, I have to send an invitation letter to Bhagwan Satya Sai Baba. Now, can you imagine, at that time, now there's a direct flight between India and South Korea. Very fast, you can reach there in South Korea within 8 hours. At that time, it used to take almost 18, 19 hours by flight. You have to change plane, sometimes one, sometimes two times, Hong Kong or Bangkok, something like that. And if you send a letter, it used to take minimum 10 days to reach Delhi. Forget about any other place. To reach Delhi, 10 days. I knew about it, but still I sent invitations. Bhagwan, we are doing your celebration first time. You have to come for blessing. I wrote it down. And I mailed that letter myself. Then we prepared one letter for committee people. Journal letter that we are celebrating Baba's birthday first time in South Korea, please come and this and that in Crown Hotel. Now we cannot send by mail because it only 1 or 2 days. So idea came, is all Swami sparked our mind, and I told my son and the son of K.K. Seth that we made xeroscopy and staple it and deliver underneath the door in all Indian people or Buddhist people or Indian and Buddhist, Nepali, Sri Lankan who are living in this two buildings, building A, building B. And they did it. So this was done on 20th or 21st. I don't remember exactly, it was 20th or 21st. We delivered underneath the, inserted that invitation underneath the door in each apartment. Now the news flashed around. Oh, when everybody came in the evening, there was a celebration of Satya Sai Baba. Who Satya Sai Baba? Why they are celebrating? Who are these people who are celebrating? This was, became the tall talk of the town. So, people started calling me. I said, instead of giving a big lecture, I said, please do come, enjoy and see yourself, you know. Now, Sindhi community, who has, you are asking the who were
the same party. Okay.
It was the Sindhi community who had reserved a hall for Guru Nanak birthday on 21st November.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, these people then called me as to talk to them. So I met with few people. They told me, come on 21st. I told them I will come on 21st to attend your Guru Nanak birthday celebration.
Okay.
Then I will talk with you at the same time.
Mm.
So I went there little early, and they really tried to humiliate me. He said, look, we have so much food. How much food you will have? Mm. How many dishes you have? How many varieties you will have? Look, we have a hanger. We have a seva volunteer to handle your clothes, coats. How many you have? I said, none. Look, there's a person who is going to take care of shoes. How many do you have? None. So he tried to humiliate me. And I attended their Guru Nanak birthday. It was a chaotic situation. Children were running around, making a noise. There was shortage of food. Everybody could not get food.
Mm.
Program was over, and I came back. So I told my wife and KK Seth, look, we don't have any volunteer. They have so many volunteers. Still, they have a chaotic situation. How we are going to do? Only thing I can do is pray to Swami.
Mm.
I knew he is a powerful man, and by reading his book, Love, and that he is our, when we pray, he listens to us. I knew about this. So we prayed, I prayed. So at that time, on 23 November, actually 2nd November in the evening, we had only two families actually, KK Seth and myself, who will prepare food.
Mm. 23rd evening.
22nd. 22nd. Eve of Swami's birthday.
Yes.
And now preparing food for 150 people, we thought, because we, by watching Guru Nanak celebration, we saw 150, maybe 100 and, no, near about 100 people I watched. So I said, how we will do our best. And can you imagine, in the evening, 3-4 phone calls came. Just before sleeping, going to bed. What do you want us to bring for that celebration? What we have to bring, whatever you want.
Mm.
We did not question. Now, this is amazing. Food people brought, I don't know why, how it happened, much more food than Guru Nanak community people had.
Mm.
Much more food.
Mm.
And we had more people attending Swami's birthday than they had.
Okay.
See, they had 100, we had 153 or 54 like that. So we had much larger number than they had. We did not have a volunteer, but there was no noise.
Oh.
Nobody was running. Everything was disciplined, because the reason I am trying to tell you, the videotape we developed and we watched, we did not see any indiscipline.
Mm.
People were so, and the food was so delicious. People, wow! How did he make it? Who do you order? I don't know. Ask those who brought it. I don't know. Really. And the thing I want to insert or inject in this context, we also arranged a photographer, Korean professional photographer, to tape record whole event, just like we do in Puttaparthi.
Yes.
And that man came, but he could not pronounce my name correctly, because Korean people has an accent problem. So other people, because I was very busy running around, everything was on my head, on my shoulder. So there's no such person, and he left disappointedly. And I was waiting for him, but I had brought my own video camera. It was a big one, Toshiba, at that time, not small size as we have right now. At that time, older version was very big. And I had that one with me. I told colleague, his name Venkat, he was also working at Indian Overseas Bank. I said, Venkat, this is the way to operate in 5 minutes, because bhajan will start 7 o'clock. And it was exactly 6:55 because I was waiting for a photographer. He did not come. So now please you take charge. I explained to him how to do it. He said he will do it. So I gave the charge. Exactly 7 o'clock we started bhajan. Because we knew Swami loves punctuality. We started immediately, exact on time. Now, when bhajan was over, some people came to me. One person came to me actually. And he told me, you know the bigger garland of fresh flowers, very thick flowers, such a big, and big thread. From that garland, two flowers fell down. Do you know its significance? I don't know. Frankly, I did not know at that time. He told me it shows Swami's significance. The person was from Hong Kong something, and he happened to be in Korea on a business trip. And he told me, I said, okay, very good. Very good sign Swami gave. Then people left, so much food left. So much food left. And people left with full satisfaction. So entire left out food, portrait, everything we brought back in our apartment. So KK Seth's wife and my wife were cleaning the utensils. Then Seth suggested me to watch that videotape prepared by Venkat. This is the thing you must remember. You listen carefully. We had an altar in the banquet hall of Crown Hotel with Swami portrait and maybe some flower, that's all, because we did not have any other pictures at that time with us. When we started that videotape, and that tape used to be VHS, big one, and we saw altar totally relegated, disappeared. No altar. Instead, there's a big om.
Okay.
It's such a beautiful om. At that time, I did not know how this om is. Later on, I found that Swami makes om on the slate. That's how beautiful he makes. Same om was here.
Okay.
Beautiful, shining, golden light, golden light.
Instead of the altar.
Instead of the altar. Gold and big one, not entire screen was covered with that om.
Okay.
And above om, you see there's a dot. You have seen.
Yes.
And instead of dot, there was Swami bust with benediction hand.
Okay.
So, wow, you know, this was a, what is called spontaneous outburst of our emotions. So, I screamed, Karma wife, and KK said, whose wife was also cleaning utensil too, emptying the vessels. He also called his wife, Sudesh, Athea, come here. They saw too. We were really taken aback. We were really startled. Then I said, Swami had responded to our letter, invitation letter.
Yes, yes.
See, we sent the day before yesterday, he has come to give us a darshan. So, then we really lost our sleep. Everybody stopped cleaning or emptying the vessels and talking about Swami and this thing. It was almost 2 or 3 a.m. We went to bed. We could not sleep properly. After 2-3 hours, we woke up. And the morning, we were so much enthusiastic to tell the community people what happened. And also, we watched in the morning. Next day, when we watched the portrait, the entire green background, not entire, the green background around Swami's hair crown has turned into aura. The bright aura. You have seen in picture, there's an aura behind Ramchandraji, all deities, big one. It is aura.
There is no background, it's just a light, something like that.
It is a, you can call it vibhutikar if you want to convert into a, it was a, which reflects light.
Okay.
The light is shining behind Swami's crown here, hair crown, which was not made by artist. Because it was, as I told you, I requested complete solid green background.
Yes.
I did not, because the picture did not have that aura or halo, you can call it halo, So he did not make, because he copied from that picture which I have given you.
Yes.
Given him. So the hollow came and we were really amazed. I called Satan to come here. He came, his wife came, his children came. Wow, this is a really very... I have that portrait here as I brought it last month from USA.
Okay.
And then one Indian lady, she was very critical of Swami. Say, told on phone, she herself want to examine whether you are telling truth or you are fabricating. So she came and watching that portrait, which she had watched last night too, in that banquet hall, town hotel. And in her presence, the lower portion of that portrait start changing color. In her presence.
Oh.
And she told me, oh, my goosebumps start emerging. And she showed, look, wow. And she did not sit, and she kept standing for 2 hours talking about Swami.
Okay.
And watching the how the color was changing in her very presence. This news spread like a wildfire. Everybody knew that Om has emerged, or this picture has come, and they start calling me, we want to see ourselves. I said, okay, come 7 o'clock. We invited all entire same people. Anybody who can come. So all those people came in our room can accommodate your drawing room, 50 people. There were almost 100 people in that room. And everybody watched. We served food. See, Swami gave food for 2 days. One at for Crown Hotel celebration, the left out for distribution again.
Okay.
We did not make any fresh food. Same prasadam were distributed, and it was enough for everybody. So then there were few people who said, I don't want, but still we don't believe, give us that cassette tape. I said, take it, because we were simple, innocent, we did not have any idea of...
A copy of that?
Not
that.
Copy, I gave the original.
Okay.
I gave the original, I said, take it. So then they felt, yeah, there's something.
Tune in to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Salam, dear listeners, greetings, and once again a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live. You are tuned to Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony and bring you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Well, the time right now in our studio is 11:53, and it's a pleasant day here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram, a picture perfect weather condition with comfortable temperature. Well, right now you are listening to a conversation that I recorded a couple of days back with Mr. Suresh Bhatnagar from Punjab. And in this conversation, he is talking about his involvement in the Sai movement in the country of Korea. He had been to Korea because of his profession. Well, I have got another 20 minutes of this conversation, which I'll be playing for you in this episode before 12:30. And before we get into the conversation, let me, for a change, describe a beautiful incident that had happened here at Prashant Nilayam. It seems once a group of Sevadals had got an interview with Swami, and it was a very big group. So there were about 60 of them, and they were sitting in Swami's room. They had a very nice conversation with Swami, a very good interview session. After the interview was over, Swami told all of them to go out, and when they were going out, the floor was slightly wet. There was few drops of sweat from this Sevadal's body. So one Sevadal just took out his handkerchief and started to wipe out the sweat drops. And Swami saw this, and Swami said immediately, Vaddu Bangaru Danini Thaduchu Vaddu, పవిత్రమైన గంగాజలమురాది సేవ చేసి వచ్చిన వారికి అంత వలువు. Well, let me tell what Swami told in English. Swami said, "Don't wipe those sweat drops. They are like the sacred waters of Ganges, since the value of those who have done selfless service is very, very high." So you see, dear listeners, how much importance is given to selfless service. Swami always has said, Paropakarartham idam shariram, that this very body itself is given for serving others. And with this inspiration, we have named the segment as Service Love in Action. And in this segment, we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity. That is, in this episode, we bring you conversations with devotees and students of Bhagwan, and they speak to us about their involvement in service activity. So in this episode, we are talking to Mr. Suresh Bhatnagar. And before we get into the remaining part of the conversation, let's listen to a beautiful English devotional song.
Spend the day with Sai.
from 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Salam, dear listeners, welcome back. Well, at this juncture, I am reminded of a very beautiful incident which tells us about a transformational effect that service to humanity has got. So there was a doctor in London, Dr. Upadhyay, an ophthalmologist who has done thousands of cataract surgeries for the poor and needy, all over the world free of cost. It seems there was a man, Bob, who was highly depressed because his wife passed away and he had decided to end his life by committing suicide. So somebody told Dr. Upadhyay to talk to him. When doctor met Bob, Bob told him not to try to console him as he was highly depressed and so he had already taken the decision to end his life. Then Dr. Upadhyay told him that, okay, it's okay, but postpone your suicide for 1 month, as he wanted some help from Bob. And Bob asked him, what's that? The doctor told him that there was a group of people in war-torn Bosnia who were starving to death due to lack of food. The doctor and few others had managed to collect some food, a few truckloads in fact, but nobody was ready to drive the truck to that area as it was too dangerous due to regular bombing that was happening. So Dr. Upadhyay asked Bob if he was ready to drive the truck as he had already decided to end his life. So he won't have any fear of bombing or anything like that. Well, Bob readily agreed and drove the truckloads of food to that region. When the hungry people received the food, they were very happy. They thanked Bob profusely, took him on their shoulders and exalted him as if he was their god. Bob too was very happy. He went back and got another truckload of food for them and then went on to make few more such trips. Well, the effect this whole exercise had on him was magical. This act of service transformed his life. After this, Bob didn't want to kill himself because he had rediscovered himself through service. So you see, dear listeners, what a change, what a transformational effect service has got. So always we should be involved in some or the other service activity in whatever capacity we can, wherever we are. And in this segment, Service Love in Action, we try to capture these service activities and experience you felt while serving, while involving yourself in service activity. So dear listeners, you can also join this segment. Please jot down the experience that you have experienced while doing service activity and mail us. You can mail us at listener@radiosai.org. In fact, the better thing that you can do is record the experience and send us the audio clip. We will be playing that audio clip in one of the future Thursday lives. So in this segment, we are listening to Mr. Suresh Bhatnagar. So let's listen to him. Let's continue listening to him. I got another clip of conversation with him, which is for about 16 minutes.
And then message about Swami starting flourishing. Because of this thing, and many people start calling me, and that's because I was, most of people were Sindhis there, and I was Punjabi. They did not like communicate with me in the sense, oh, he's working, we are business people, we have much more money. We started in, this was in month of December, to make a Sai Samiti. So we decided to make some.
Which year was this?
Same 1983, December.
Okay.
December, in the month of December. President we appointed was also business person too. He tried to handle, there was another person, his name was, he became second president after 1 year, Lachhu, Tulsidas. He was devotee of Swami and he, with Swami in Vrinda, used to say for 8 or 9 years, Swami blessed so much profusely.
Hmm.
He was second one, he was Sindhi. His greatest contribution is to attract all Sindhi people, young people.
Hmm.
So all these people came into our Sai Center, and since it was a new event, or not event, actually movement,
yes,
that's the correct word, and they were enthusiastic to attend all these things. So they used to come over. Our bhajan then started in 1983 to 86. It was once a month, once a week, every Thursday. I left again in 1984, but immediately after this event, people asking more about who Swami, we want to know about it, we want to read about it. I did not have any literature. So first task, I decided, Swami, give me strength to produce a book. So before I leave, we prepared a very small pamphlet about Swami and our activities. Then, I think month of March 1984, we produced a book.
Okay.
Bhagwan Satya Sai Baba, A Divine Light.
So you wrote the book.
And we distributed free. Then, I left in April, came to Swami for darshan.
Okay.
So I came darshan and, I did not know how to reach, find Puttaparthi. Somebody told me to go to Bangalore, and from Bangalore somebody in the station will guide you. So we came to Bangalore, and actually they told me there's a bus going to Puttaparthi and go to bus station. From railway station, bus station is not far away. So we went to a bus station and take a bus and came. And at the time there used to be sand dunes, not like cycle 1000,
yes,
like it's open area. And so Swami came and gave very quick darshan and board, and then he got into his car and announcement was made that Swami is leaving for Whitefield. So I was baffled, I was disappointed. So what should I do? Somebody told me talk to Professor Ankasturi. So I went, find out his apartment, I went there and talked to him, and since he knew I came from all the way from South Korea, and he lovingly told me and suggested me, don't go back, go to Whitefield, you will definitely get good darshan. This is what he told me emphatically, just like he got some message from Swami. So I went to Whitefield, and it was a token system there. So I drew my token, I was in the line, and it was number one. So I was in the line, number one, and there were not many people there at that time in Whitefield. And here in Puttaparthi, the line used to be only three or four, not long line,
okay,
as later on it happened. So then Swami came in front of me, I fell over his feet, my head fell over on his feet. I lost my consciousness, you can say. I was in ecstasy, or you can call I was in some sort of samadhi, and I was crying and crying loudly. Everybody was around saying, what happened to this man, you know. And somebody then removed my hand forcefully, I don't know who was, because my eyes were closed, I was stuck to his feet. When I removed, I regained my consciousness. He was third or fourth person in the same line. But that experience is unforgettable.
Yes.
And I still can sense the pleasure or sensation of that experience. Similarly, it happened later on in cycle 1000, when I stretched my hand, Swami touched my hand, I felt a big current, like has passed through my body.
Okay.
So,
current.
A current, yeah, electric current type thing. So, then second day I got first line, and then I came back after 3 days, we came back. But that made me, you can call it, believe that he is really super soul,
yes,
supreme God,
mm,
and he has some power. And then from there, because I was reassigned to USA, so I came to USA. No, sorry. I was transferred from Korea to Germany. After 2 years, when I came back to Germany, 1986, the science center was running, as usually, by somebody else.
When you came back to Korea?
Come back to 1986. I left in 1984, came back in June 1986. Mr. Dogra, who was a diplomat with the Indian Embassy, there his home was, became the science center in my absence to conduct weekly science center activities. When I came, then my first task is to write books on Swami.
Mm.
And also we made a full-fledged science center. That means we started several activities every week. We also started a study circle. We also started a bhajan. And also started celebrating all festivals. Because now I was fully knowledgeable what festivals are being celebrated in Puttaparthi. And we started doing the same thing here too. And also we got our accreditation with the science organization. Our center became accredited. So we started producing monthly newsletter in Korea.
Mm.
Monthly is called Science Communique. Later on, after several years, the name was, this magazine, or not magazine, newsletter, was renamed as Sai Ram Newsletter after 10 years. So that people liked very much because there was not only informative document, but also provided Swami teaching. It was instrument on spreading Swami teachings. So anybody used to talk about what is teaching, we used to get the current newsletter.
Okay.
That has all our schedule, what activities are scheduled, so they can come. This was very popular among young Indian people, but there were so many youth people who were single and they were dying for Indian food.
Mm-hmm.
And in this way, they used to come. Oh, there's a food will be there, so they used to come.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, they became a devotee and became very active in seva activities.
Please tell the some of the seva activities that were conducted by the Sai centers.
We had, you can call it, visited. We used to visit 4 orphanages.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call it 1 orphanage for those kids who were abandoned by parents or whose parents have died.
Mm-hmm.
And another was a physically challenged home for who were mentally retarded, physically retarded.
Okay.
And a third was home for elderly women, which was run by Mother Teresa people. And among those 2 people were from India, nuns from India, you can call it 2 nuns from India, from Mother Teresa's home in Calcutta. And fourth one, we used to go randomly. Somebody told us there's a place, go. And so fourth was not fixed one. It was, we used to choose. The reason is this, we want to spread Swami teaching.
Hmm.
The more we contact orphanage, the people ask, who is the sponsor of this activity? Who is sending you to distribute all these freebies, food and money and cash? So, this way, we used to take Swami picture, we take a newsletter, a small booklet that we produced, we used to give it to them. Instead of tell something verbally, and then we used to leave that book also too. So, in this way, the people start knowing about Swami Baba.
Hmm.
And our first activity of seva activity was done in 1984, when our organization was not accredited. In 1984.
That is his orphanage visit?
We visited an orphanage, it's called Namsan Orphanage, which was not 3 kilometers away from our apartments complex where we were living. And it was, we invited assistant general manager of Indian Overseas Bank, Sri Krishnamurti, and to accompany us, and we had collected actually among two families 60,000 won. So we told Krishnamurti ji, please donate to this orphanage, come with us.
Okay.
So by giving a honor to him, he became a devotee of Swami.
Hmm.
This is our seva activity in January 1984.
First seva activity.
Seva activity, 1984. And also, then he had his bhajan in his home. We took picture and we put what is called Swami's, he had a picture of Swami's feet at his home. So he placed that one in the altar. And when bhajan was going on, we see a liquid is flowing underneath the glass.
Mm-hmm.
Not over the glass.
Okay.
See, there's a framed picture.
Mm.
So we saw that liquid is flowing underneath the glass. We checked, yes, it is going, when the bhajan was over. And his entire family became devotee of Bhagwan Satya Sai Baba.
Hmm.
Upon his reassignment or transfer to India, he continued his association with Sai organization. So that is another thing. When I came second time is in 1986. As I told you, our activities multiplied. We started seva activities by visiting four orphanages every month. And also doing what study circle and singing bhajans and writing books and publishing monthly newsletter called Sai Communique. And once the thought came, it's sent by Swami, do Pad Puja.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 1990. Year was 1990. I have become, because I used to visit Puttaparthi every year now. So I used to get books also too. So how to do that one? Because I was still not very much clear in my mind how to do Pad Puja. So we decided we will do by reciting his 108 names and 108 names of Swami Paduka. You know, and we'll do sing some mantras, distribute some prasadam. So when I thought, I made my mind and informed our center members that we are going to do Pad Puja, all agreed, and we put in the newsletter, Pad Puja is going to be conducted first time in South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
I think 2 days before Pad Puja, one person met me in Itaewon. Itaewon, as I told you, is a part of Yongsan, which is a highly popular among foreigners, Itaewon. He met me there and told me that he was from Nairobi. He asked me about me, who I was. At the time, we were so much intoxicated about Swami. Anybody talks anything, we will bring Swami, whether he likes or not.
Swami's topic.
Topic. We will snatch it, you know. Mm. So we are going to do Pad Puja after 2 days. Please do come and this. He says that he cannot come because he is going to leave tomorrow.
Pad Puja is worshipping Swami's feet.
Not a feet, yeah. I invited him for dinner. So say, okay, he will come. He came in the dinner. When he was ready to leave, he presented me 13 pictures of the same size. You know, the one 13 picture.
And pocket size.
Picture. And see here, this picture was full size. We can see Swami lotus feet also too. Very clearly, he's sitting in the chair. Feet is there on the cushion. And he gave it to me. So I counted, it was 13. Now, after 2 days, Paduka Puja is going to be performed. And we published in the newsletter. And can you imagine the people number who showed up for Pad Puja was 27.
Mm-hmm.
And Swami guided us how to do it. We did in our own way. There were no priest prohit. And we recited 100 names of Swami and 100 names of his Swami ke Padu. You know, there are 108 names. And we sang some bhajans. And after that, we distributed picture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the thing, the stack of,
I was very much worried, you know. I had another different pictures also too. I said, I will give this picture, this is a picture for 27 people. I never anticipated that more than 30 people will show up for Pad Puja. I never anticipated. So, but when I started distributing from the stack of 13, everybody got one. 27 people got Swami's picture. Can you imagine how 13 became 27? This is, of course, I knew at that time that Swami had power to multiply food, to multiply number of pictures. He has done, lengthened the size of saris also. So I knew about it. Then I said, Swami, thank you for saving my honor. See, otherwise people would have complained, why this picture you to me, why that picture to me, and because other picture did not have Swami lotus feet, because there was amalgamadam of so many things, so many different pictures. So that really opened my eyes that Swami's grace is playing very, very vital role.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Salam, dear listeners, so that was Mr. Suresh Bhatnagar from Punjab. I had recorded this conversation just a couple of days back. And in this conversation, as you heard, Mr. Suresh Bhatnagar spoke to us about his involvement in Sai movement in Korea. In fact, Suresh Bhatnagar currently is serving Bhagwan at the Sri Sathya Sai Books and Publication Division of the Sri Sathya Sai Sadhana Trust here at Prashant Nilayam. Professionally, he has worked with the US Army and NATO forces. In fact, his profession had taken him to many countries around the world, and wherever he went, he engaged himself in some or the other service activities in whatever capacity he could. So as you heard today, he spoke to us about his involvement in Sai movement in Korea. In fact, if you are aware, you may be aware if you are following this segment, a few months back in one of the Thursdays, I had played for you another conversation with him in which he spoke to us about his involvement in field service activities in the war zone country of Afghanistan when he had gone there. Well, I hope you are liking this segment, Service Love in Action, dear listeners, in which we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity. Please do send us your feedback, comments and suggestions. You can mail them to listener@radiosai.org. That is listener at radiosai.org. The time in our studio is 12:25 and it's almost time for me to bid you Sai Ram. So placing this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet, I take your leave. In another 5 minutes or so, Prem and Arvind will join you for the next segment of today's Thursday Live, that is Afternoon Satsang. Jai Sai Ram.
हमको है जीना है यही दुआ
कल जो आएगा जो हो जाएगा हमको है पता तू है सदा तेरी आँखों में जन्नत है बसी तेरे कदमों में है हर खुशी तुमने वादा जो किया था अब तुमने निभाया जिंदगी में तुमने भर दी हर पल में खुशी दुनिया ये सारी सपने हम तेरे लेकर जिस दिल की तुम हो धड़कन दिल ने कहा तेरे संग हमको है जीना है यही दुआ జీవనాధారమీ మా కళ్ళలో కావ్యాని వై కాంతి రూపాని వై హృదయ లయల సవ్వడిలోనా నీదు ప్రేమనాదమే పలికే కరుణలొలుకు ముంగిలిలోనా నీదు ప్రేమ భావమే మెదిలే ప్రతి అణువున నీ అనురాగం మదిన మధుర భావన గొలితే ప్రతి కణమునై ప్రియ రాగం మదిన మధుర భావన గొలితే తుమ్ హో ధడకన్ దిల్ నే కహా తేరె సంగ హమ్కో హై జీనా హై యహీ దువా తేరే బిన్ అబ్ కుచ్ న భాయే हमें रात दिन तेरे साथ हमने है पाए प्यार के ये दिन तेरे संग हमको है जीना
Thank you. साथ।